Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, week three is upon us. Man, we are getting right in the thick of it. Summer is over. In the fall, we're getting that football weather. Although, Lions playing a dome, so I don't know how much effect that'll have on your viewing experience. If you're going to the game, of course. But anyways, fall is here, baby. Fall is here. 0-2 start, but that's okay. This is a 17-game season now. We still got 15 games left to turn this thing around. But... you know, we got the Ravens coming to town. It's going to be a tough one. We're getting into all that in this episode. Just a reminder from early in the week, we have joined a podcast network called the Pigskin Podcast Network. You can follow it on Twitter. There's a lot of great other podcasts. But as far as it goes for us, this is just simply a way for us to enhance our product. We can get a lot of cool guests in here. This gives us some credentials and maybe get some cooler guests. And we want more people out there drinking the Kool-Aid, all right? That's the whole point of the podcast, you know. Because the whole reason we started this podcast is because we were tired of all the negativity we saw about this team. And, you know, somebody out there has to drink the blue Kool-Aid. And that's what we're doing. We drink the Kool-Aid. So maybe this allows us to get, you know, a player on here and tell them how much we are supporting your team and things like that. So it just provides a whole new thing. And one caveat is that we do have the ad read in the middle. But I promise you, it's worth your time if you are into sports betting. There's a really cool code in there. So pay attention for that and please sign up if you wish. You know, you don't have to. But anyways, I just want to note that again because it is new for the podcast. But again, we only want to do it because we want to spread the love and we want everybody drinking the blue Kool-Aid along with us going forward. Okay? So... anyways, we're previewing week three. The Ravens come to town. Lions, big underdogs. We're getting all to that. But sit back, relax. It's time for the podcast. This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. We're lifelong Lions fans. Bob.
All right, let's go, Lions fans. The Jared Goff era has begun.
Connor.
Hey, let's bite some kneecaps. Detroit versus everybody, baby.
UJ.
A new era in Detroit has begun, people. So get on the train or get left behind.
Rud Dog.
This is going to be an unprecedented era of Detroit Lions respect.
And I'm Big Z. It's a new era of Detroit Lions football. It's going to be one hell of a season. We'll be drinking the blue Kool-Aid with Dan Campbell all year long. Predictions, thoughts, reactions, everything. We got it here. Sit back, relax, and grab your Kool-Aid, fans. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back and ready for week three of the NFL season. And most importantly, Detroit Lions hosting the Baltimore Ravens. The Lions, 9-point underdogs at home. The over-under, 49.5. The Ravens coming off a big victory on national TV on Sunday Night Football. And a 36-35 win over the Chiefs, where they kind of got lucky. The Chiefs fumbled the ball within field goal range. And then the Ravens close it out. But we'll get into all that here. I'm Big Z. Let's get around to the rest of the Blue Kool-Aid crew. We got UJ.
That's me.
Bob.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Red Dog.
Yo.
And Connor.
What's good?
So, gentlemen, coming in to town is the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, who is
more
kind of an
Lions,
enigma
dude.
Around the league. Last week against the Chiefs, Lamar Jackson, 239 yards on 18 of 26 passing, one touchdown, two interceptions, both to Tyrann Mathieu. The one interception was the first play of the game that went for a pick six. But most importantly in his stat sheet is 16 carries for 107 yards and two touchdowns. As we all know, this Baltimore team just loves to rush the ball. Last week against the Chiefs, 41 rushes for 251 yards and three touchdowns. This is a team that will run the ball down your throat. They set up the, you know, most teams in the league now set up the run with the pass, but the Ravens do the complete opposite. They really run the ball a lot. So, I mean, what is your guys, do you have any fears? Or I guess, how concerned are you about this Baltimore rushing attack against this Detroit Lions defense? Are our linebackers up to the challenge?
Is it anti-Kool-Aid to say I'm a little concerned?
Yeah.
A little concerned.
Just a little bit.
I find myself unconcerned, Big Z.
Why is that? Please explain. I just think
the Lions are going to have a good game plan this week.
What makes you think that after the first two defensive performances of the year?
I think Derek Barnes is going to be the secret weapon this week. They're going to just make him spy the running back or the quarterback, spy Lamar Jackson, and just shut him down this game. So that's
your
my
Kool Aid's looking a lot like a fifth of Henny right now. Are you all right?
It's just wine.
I don't think you can just simply spy Lamar Jackson in this offense. Nah. They run a lot out of pistol. A spy's not the answer. I think up front is going to be huge. Being able to clog holes up the middle. That's where I want to. I'm going to be looking forward to see if this defense.
Well, they're
going to
do that too.
I'm
just
push.
Barnes is going to be X factor to erase their X factor.
Yeah, I mean, the one nice thing about this is that the Lions secondary maybe won't be as exposed for their youth as maybe a team like the Packers was doing a little bit last week, like where Jacobs came in and pretty much tackled the tight end on one of his coverages for a pass interference. Things like that. And if he can beat down the sideline against Adams, I don't think we'll really see plays like that in this game as much, just because this Baltimore team just they run, and then run some more after that.
Only if we let them.
Well, right. Yeah.
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 It'll be like when Forrest played for Alabama. You know, he just run. He was just running.
I started running.
So Baltimore, notably, just decimated with injuries this year, losing their best corner and Marcus, or not maybe their best corner. That might be Marlon Humphrey, but arguably one of the best corners in the league. And Marcus Peters tears his ACL. They lost two guys in back-to-back plays in practice. J.K.
Ouch.
Dobbins and Marcus Peters on back-to-back plays in practice, tearing their ACL. So that's wild
to
think about. Then they lost their next two backup running backs. So now Devontae Freeman, Latavius Murray, all like these veterans that were cut by teams this offseason are now their leading rushers. Tyson Williams was their leading rusher last week, besides Lamar Jackson with 77 yards. Marquise Brown, their most notable wide receiver. They do have Sammy Watkins and Mark Andrews, the tight end, who's a pretty good tight end. So that's a little bit about Baltimore. One other thing I want to note about Baltimore on their defensive side is that they are the most heavily – they blitz more than any team in the league. They blitz on over half their downs. The last three years under Wink Martindale as their defense coordinator, they have been number one in blitz rate in the league.
Could favor Goff.
It could, yeah.
Because he likes to throw it within 5 yards of the offensive line.
If he can just play throw it where they're blitzing every time and take advantage of those holes, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mahomes last week, 24, 31, 343 yards and three touchdowns. And then the week before that, Derek Carr kind of exposed the secondary of the Ravens as well. So this is a secondary that can be exploited if they don't get after the quarterback. I'm trying to see how many Baltimore did not have a sack actually last week against the Ravens. So there are some opportunities here.
So we just need to really help out Nelson this week.
Baltimore had no sacks against the Ravens?
That's right. They had three tackles for loss, like on some run plays.
Baltimore against the Ravens?
Yeah. Baltimore had no sacks against the Ravens last week.
That makes sense. Since
that does make sense.
Yeah. They also had no sacks against the Chiefs. So
yeah, those guys do.
Well, that bodes well since we have a great O-line.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
A guy to look out for on this defense.
But if Baltimore does start beating the Ravens, I think we got this game in the bag.
All right. Patrick Queen, a really good linebacker here. That's a player to look for on the defense side of the ball for the Ravens. And then Jason Away, this guy, he forced a fumble last week that ended up winning him the game. And I believe he had a sack in the first game as well. And this is their rookie D end out of Penn State. I think he had like a 4.45 40.
Yeah, he had that freakish like combine all around, right? That dude was stacked.
Yeah, yeah. That's what got him in the first round here. Yeah, he had a sack in the first game after having no sacks in his last year of college, and then forced a fumble last week. So I got to look for on the edge as far as that matchup goes. They do have Justin Houston still. He's still hanging around. But I do think that we can expose this defense. They've been exposed the last 2 weeks. But I think this game really comes down to is the defense, and can we stop the Baltimore rushing attack?
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I need to go watch some of the game film to see what the Chiefs were doing, because whatever it was, it was clearly not working. The Raiders were able to stop it to a decent respect. You got to get Lamar Jackson uncomfortable back there. He will make mistakes. He's shown that throughout
Derek
his career.
Barnes, baby. Derek Barnes.
I'm worried about him as a passer, so it should give our depleted secondary a break at least. But
wasn't necessarily make a break. I mean, because Lamar Jackson can make ridiculous throws sometimes, but it's just not consistent.
He can, but it's just not the bread and butter of their arsenal. It's not like facing Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean,
break
is
a wrong word.
It'd be a good challenge.
So who do we think has a big game offensively for the Lions here? Who are we looking to step up?
Well,
I honestly think St. Brown will do more this week. I think he'll be better.
I think it's going to be Goff. I think he's going to put together a full game this time. We've had a couple like shaky games. Now he's going to have a whole game.
I'm looking at Hockenson to tear it up in this game.
Yeah,
if they're going to be blitzing at the time, Hock's going to be open a lot. So
Swift too.
Kelsey last week against Baltimore, 7 catches, 109 yards, and a touchdown, including a 46-yard rumble
play.
Yeah, it was a really good play by Kelsey.
Yeah.
Where Mahomes is rolling out to his right towards the sideline, threw it a little back towards the field, but then Kelsey just took it all the way from one side of the field to the other for 46 yards.
Yeah. Oh.
We could have another stat line like week one where the running backs and tight ends are getting all the receptions from Goff.
Yeah, I agree. UJ, the Hawk, I think freak to week, he's going to be one of the guys to look for. He's one of the top tight ends in the league right now. But I would put my guy to step up would be Cephas, because he's come close on a few, and he's getting a rhythm going with Goff a little bit. So I think and that Baltimore secondary, where they gave up like 430 yards the first week, like 350 or 25 or whatever this 1 week. So they're definitely, you can gash them for big gains. So I think we're going to get a little better passing game this week. And I'd like to see this is my step up guy.
I love it.
I'm going to go with
buying into Cephas. I love it.
I'm going to go with, besides. I think the obvious is T.J. Hockenson, but Khalif Raymond, I think he's going to step up big in this game because I do think the secondary has been exposed by those shorter, quicker route runners so far in the first two games here. So that's who I would expect to step up here, because I think there's going to be a lot of quick throws. He's going to get a lot of catches in the flats and over the middle on drag routes, and that he's going to have to really run with it. And I think that's what's worked so far against this Baltimore defense. So I don't know if there's an over-under on his yards yet. I don't think it's been posted. But I would take over-under yard. Yeah, there's nothing on the board yet for Khalif Raymond receiving yards. But I would probably take that, because I do think he steps up here, especially as our shiftiest little wide receiver that's shown and that type of receiver has shown a lot of success against this Baltimore team. Besides Tyreek Hill, ironically, because the Ravens are pretty much double-teaming him all last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, as far as do we have confidence that this coaching staff can, because I do respect John Harbaugh a lot. I think he's a really good coach. Yeah. The Ravens.
One of the best in the football. Sure. And his brother's doing not too bad for Michigan right now.
Go Blue! Subject.
Whoa. Yeah, they keep playing Western Michigan.
And Northern
teams
Illinois.
Like that. Northern Illinois.
Mighty
hey,
opponents.
They can only beat the opponents they face. Right. So
they schedule
I'll
them.
Be,
they schedule
I'll be at the
opponents.
Rutgers game next week if any listeners are going to be there. I'll come say hi.
I will say this. Unlike NFL where you know, you're playing the same teams every year, college has some... They can dictate a little more of their non-conference schedule. So
hey, we got to play Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Michigan State. So we will see. Yeah.
I think they're playing those Wabash later this year.
And that Washington game was a few years ago. Who knew that they'd be this year? So come on.
I mean, Notre Dame is a bunch of bums. They barely beat Florida State. So,
anyways,
hey, it's all about
we digress.
Bring
anyways,
ups.
The coaching matchup. I was just, you know, do we have faith that Aaron Glenn can put together a good game plan against this Baltimore offense? Because, you know, I know we have a young defense, but at the same time, I've been back and forth a little bit about Aaron Glenn so far and some of his play calling on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, he's learning. I mean, he's young.
I know he's learning. But
and that no, I didn't mean that not as like a defense of him, but just as like a question mark. It's like we really just don't know, like. He could pull out all the stops, or he could get torched, which is probably more likely.
We're going to load the box as much as you know they give us. If they go, you know, only two wide receivers out, then I think we play cover zero this whole game. I would expect a lot of man, and just load the box against this rush offense. Shut down the run is priority numero one and two. And
I think Aaron Glenn, too. I mean, he could be the greatest coach in the world, but that. The defensive talent isn't quite there, you know. So
the horses, right? You gotta have the horses. And look at our secondary, like the most veteran player is it Awarie or Tracy Walker, and which are neither very veteran, and then the rest are all undrafted free agent rookies. Like he's working with spare parts here. So
I'm concerned about Will Harris and his tackling ability coming into this game.
I'm just surprised like Dean Marlowe hasn't. I thought he was going to honestly start across from Tracy Walker, but they've just been determined to go with Will Harris. And
he must show a lot of in practice because he doesn't.
Yeah, they hype him up. You know?
I think they just want him to click because he has so many of the things you can't coach, like the speed, the size. The athletic ability. He just, I don't know, it must be mental, whatever's holding him back.
Yeah. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, week two of football is in the books. And now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week three with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet only $1. On any football game, listen up because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now on your iPhone or Android and place a bet of $1 on any week game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. Its sportsbook is not yet available in your state. That's okay. DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Michigan has online gambling, all right? And it could go right to your phone. So Detroit Lions fans shouldn't have to worry. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code TPPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code TPPN. That's a T. Two P's and an N. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. So, gentlemen, all right. That's a little bit of the preview for the game. Again, this is Sunday, 1 Eastern, noon Central at Ford Field. The Lions, 9-point underdogs. Over-under is 49.5. The money line for the Lions is plus 350, so that's 3.5-1 odds. So now let's get into some predictions.
Oh, yeah.
So, UJ.
World famous.
I want to start with you. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid this week? Are the Lions going to pull off the massive upset at home?
I drink Kool-Aid by the gallon, baby. And even after that tough loss against the Packers, well, disappointing loss. I think the matchup could favor us slightly here if we can do some things well. I think Campbell's going to have to really get in that defensive line's head and convince them that they can play well. And if they can raise their game a little bit and we can play well against the run, we have a chance to at least slow this offense down. And our offense against their defense, I think, has a chance to do some great things. The fact that they blitz so much, this could help Goff to hit those little release patterns, especially Hock. I think Hock's going to have a big game. So, yeah, no one thinks we're going to win this game, but, you know, we're Lions fans, and damn it, we're optimistic, and damn it, I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win this one. But it's going to be close, though, okay? Oh. It's going to be really close. I think it's going to be like 27-24. Detroit Lions are going to win this game. That's what I think.
All right. I like it. I like it.
Sounds like a nail biter there, UJ.
Oh, totally. Nail biter.
Let's go to Rud Dog.
All right. Well, I already told you the secret weapon in this game. That's Derek Barnes. I honestly think they're going to use him to disrupt the Ravens offense and get them off their rhythm with his speed and explosion, maybe spying the quarterback, maybe spying the running back. I don't know. But I just think they're going to come out with a little bit of an inspired game plan because you got to think out of the box when you're trying to stop a offense like this, because they're just unlike any other, the way Lamar Jackson can run the football from the quarterback position. But I also think our offense could very well put up a good amount of points in this game against this defense. They're aggressive, but if we, you know, if we're smart about it and take advantage of it, I think we got a good chance of putting up quite a few points. So I believe the final score of this game will be 34-17.
Ooh, close one for you.
Massive effort there. Wow.
Well,
you must be worried about this game.
Team, the Ravens. So, and the Lions win. In this.
Oh, okay.
Is Barnes getting 100 yards on the ground?
Foggy. Lamar Jackson's getting less than 50 yards on the ground. Mm. And Derek Barnes is going to eat his lunch.
All right. Well, that's not nice.
Yeah. But
I labeled it. I put it in the fridge. I labeled it because it's my lunch.
It's an
he's gonna have the Grubhub now.
What kind of guy would eat 50 sack lunches?
I'll tell you, who is that damn Sasquatch?
Oh, all right, Bob. Let's
go
to you.
Like we were talking about it in our preview thing. I think we're gonna have some opportunities on offense, and based on this past week for the Lions and the two games the Ravens played, it's gonna come to turnovers. Protect the ball. We got to protect the ball at all costs, and I think if we do, we're going to win. And we're going to get some opportunities. Our running game's coming along. Our offense line's gelling. I think there's going to be – our defense is going to be slow them down a little bit, but it's going to be a big, high-scoring blowout. Not a blowout, but exciting. So I'm going to see the Lions are going to win 45-38. It's going to be on the highlight reels all week, man. This is going to be a one for the –
ooh.
45-38.
Oh, 45-38. Oh, wow. All right.
That might be scoregami. I don't know. It's a crazy score.
I like it.
Well, that'll be something. That'll be something to witness. That's for sure.
That would be.
I don't know if my heart can take it, but yeah.
That'd be great. Sunday night. That's
that's a lot of scoring.
Let's go to Connor.
All right. I just want to say really quickly, in terms of rebuilding, I think the Ravens are a great organization to look at. Consistently in the picture, great fan base, all this other stuff. To the game prediction, it's going to be a close one, and it's going to be a very high-scoring game. I think everyone should bet the over this weekend. I think Lamar Jackson will rush for over 100 yards. I genuinely believe that. But I think Goff's going to be on fire. I think he's going to read the blitz all day. He's going to play them like a fiddle. I think we're going to win this game 38-31. Our defense making a miraculous stop at the end of the game that starts to install some faith for us going into the Bears game the weekend.
Yeah. I love faith.
Faith
I love
is great.
It.
Gotta have
See, I'm
faith,
drinking the
faith,
Kool-Aid.
Faith.
Yeah,
I can
Connor.
Think Lamar Jackson's going to rush for 100 and still drink the Kool-Aid.
All right.
I can do that.
Yeah, what do they always call those for Stafford? Garbage yards.
Yeah, garbage time or whatever. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One more Bears fan in my office says garbage time to me. I'm going to flip out.
All right. So I have 33-27 as a score here. I do think I would take the over in Khalif Raymond yards. I think that this is a good game for him matchup-wise. I expect over 40 passing attempts from Goff in this game. I think the Lions are really going to throw it. I think they're going to get away from the run game a little bit just because just based on what we've seen the first two games from the Ravens in terms of their inability to stop the pass and teams kind of abandoning the run and having success with that, really. You know, another betting thing here, too, is the Lions over team total points right now is only 19.5. I really like that. So I don't know if that's going to go up after the recording of this podcast, but if it's at 19.5, I would, you know, recommend taking that.
Yeah.
This podcast does affect betting lines, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We discussed
we're market makers here.
We're going to start doing some same game parlays for the Instagram page. So
yep. So look,
listeners are interested.
And you're going to probably post that on Sunday morning?
I would. Yeah. Just wait till the odds are the most updated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So look for that, listeners, as well. Because you ride with us. Drink the blue Kool-Aid with us on
Sunday.
Oh,
on.
Yeah. It's going to be a good ride.
Can't lose.
Can't lose parlay. That's right. Absolutely. So, gentlemen, yep, we all predict a Lions victory, it appears.
What?
So far, we're 0-2 on the season with our predictions.
Mm. All of us are 0-2?
The same, record as the Lions?
Yeah. So we're tied for first?
Yeah.
We're all tied for first, yes.
Yeah,
within
in our
circle.
In our inner podcasts.
Yes, not the Lions themselves, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We're tied for third.
But yeah, you know, big underdogs this Sunday, so we'll see what we can do. But Lions fans, if you're going to the game, get loud. The defense, God only knows, needs it to be as loud as possible in there to help them out. But we want to thank everybody for listening. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions. Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. Download it, subscribe, and leave a review. We'd really appreciate it. Even on our social media pages, you know, leave comments, send a DM just about your thoughts on the podcast, any improvements we can do as well. Always appreciated. Mm-hmm. And thank you to the Pigskin Podcast Network as well that we have recently joined.
Yeah.
We are really ramping it up there. We had the 49ers guest on a couple weeks ago. We entered the Lions Den, and we'll have more of them on going forward as well. So thank you for that. And our producer, Kid Jay. Also a shout out to him.
Kid Jay.
Continues to crush it. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Enjoy your weekend and your Sunday. And hopefully we'll be here to talk about a Lions victory. So last but not least, as always, go.
Lions!
Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
All right.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.